Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, IPR's new puzzle crafter, Jonathan Bode, tries to stump me.
Active, flyer, head, and shack.
And he succeeds. We will hear more about that and our new puzzle coming up just ahead. First, we're going to check some headlines. In Traverse City, the future of the Con Foster Building. You might know this better as the Bijou by the Bay Theater. It's in Clinch Park. It is up for a vote tonight in front of city commissioners. The Traverse City Film Festival used to operate there, but they left at the end of 2024. And now the group Studio Anatomy is seeking a 5-year deal with the city to bring a performance venue to the space. The idea is to host live performances, comedy, films, community rentals, and more. Three bands will take the place of rapper Ludacris, who canceled his July 11th concert at the National Cherry Festival in Traverse City. Instead, festival organizers say they have booked three Michigan acts. The Insiders, a Tom Petty tribute band from Grand Rapids, along with the group's Broom Closet Boys and Knee Deep, both based in Traverse City. Ludacris canceled the week before the festival opened, with his management team citing a scheduling conflict. Tickets for that show, by the way, were going for $68 a piece. Higher premium seating was like $128. Entry to see the bands taking his place will set you back a grand total of $5. Dozens of bills have moved forward in the Michigan legislature during the early hours of Friday morning. That was as lawmakers reached an overnight deal on a state budget that opened the door for several other bills that had stalled to move through. Those include ones to give child abuse prevention efforts more resources. Democratic State Senator Kevin Hertel says that the votes show that lawmakers can work together, even under deadline pressure and divided government.
In recent history, we've had to get to some of these deadlines to be able to move policy forward. As a legislator, that's frustrating. I think we should be doing stuff like this all of the time. Most of the stuff that we work on here in the legislature is bipartisan.
Other policy bills that passed alongside the next budget covered wide-ranging topics like medical licensures, alerts for missing older adults, and leftover eye drops. Back in December, we brought you the story of Jonathan Bode, who, after only 20 years of trying, had a crossword he created published in the New York Times. When we did the story, he was nice enough to make some crossword puzzles for IPR, which you could download with the story about him on our website. And we thought, hey, that's kind of fun. NPR has a regular puzzle. Why can't IPR? Well, we can. And we will. Jonathan is with me now to talk about what we're up to. Hey.
Hey, Ed.
What have you been up to since December when your crossword ran in the Times?
Well, it's been an amazing experience. You know, when the puzzle came out on December 2nd, it was so surreal. You know, I've been solving that puzzle for my entire life, basically. And I finally got to see my name in the app where everybody solved it and all my friends were freaking out and texting me. And I got to see it in print, for God's sakes. The hardest part was getting a copy of the actual physical newspaper. Not easy. But we went to Horizon Books. They had us covered. And my wife actually got it framed for me for Christmas.
And now you're just spending your time dodging paparazzi and refusing autograph requests.
I just want to live a normal life.
Turning down selfies.
Exactly right.
No, but that is super cool. I mean, it must have felt incredible to just have that happen. And I know you're hoping that's not the only one you have published in the Times.
I do have one that I've submitted. I'm waiting to hear right now. So TBD.
A collective crossing of the fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You're going to make puzzles for IPR, but not necessarily crosswords. What are you up to?
Yeah, so we are taking some inspiration from NPR, from other puzzles out there. I think we're going to look at some options for puzzles you can play in your brain, or puzzles with a little bit of, you know, moving around some letters, maybe adding some letters, removing some letters, finding some common themes, and revealing some answers as a part of those puzzles.
You've brought a sample puzzle with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's do it.
All right, awesome. So
try me out. I'm not sure how I'll do, but let's see.
So we're going to practice like a sort of a mechanic that's going to be used. So I'm going to give you one example before I quiz you, then I'll quiz you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do for this one is I'm going to give you four different words, then ask you to come up with the one word you can put in front of each to come up with four new phrases.
Oh.
So for example, if I said man, cone, flake, and globe, the answer would be snow, because you can put snow in front of each one.
So snowman, snowflake, yeah.
Snow cone and snow globe. Exactly.
Cool.
All right, Ed, this is just for you. Okay. You're in the hot seat.
All right.
What word can you put in front of each of these? Active, flyer, head, and shack.
Active, flyer, head, and shack. Frequent? No. Nervous?
Look around for a little inspiration.
Look around.
Where are we physically?
We're in a radio studio. Studio.
The other one.
Radio Shack. Radio Head. Radio Flyer. And what was the other one?
And Radioactive.
And Radioactive. Why did I, who have worked in radio for 17 years, not go there?
I think you went to Shake Shack first. That's what I heard.
I'm hungry.
Well, I am. I am.
Okay. So it's going to be a challenge.
Yes.
But a fun challenge, clearly.
That's the hope.
Okay, so here's how this is going to work. You can play the puzzle in our newsletter. The first one will be in the July 11th edition. So go now to iprnews.org and sign up to get that newsletter. You submit your answer to us. We pick a name from among the correct answers. And then you get to play right here on the radio, just like I did. You will do much better than I did. I'm sure, Jonathan, that our listeners have much more clever acumen for this kind of thing than I.
And we're going to try to make what we do on the air even easier and more rapid fire. So the stumper is in advance, and then on the air, we're going to set you up for success.
Jonathan, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Me too. Thank you.
All right, we leave you today with a thought about the nation's 250th anniversary. There were a lot of events over the weekend. I was at the fireworks in Traverse City, which also were a drone show, and also like this plane spewing fire. It was incredible. Lots of events. One of them was the burial of a national time capsule in Philadelphia. It contains documents and artifacts from across all 50 states, as well as DC and the US territories. We're telling you about it here on The Lowdown because the work of organizing it was led by Tom Medema, who lives here in Interlaken. He spoke to IPR back in March.
I get goosebumps, literally goose flesh, when I think about the reverse of it. If I were popping the lid on something from that time period that was fully intact, or at least relatively intact, to go through that would be so exciting. So I'm thinking about people there in the same way. Like I want there to be surprises in there. I want there to be things that are unexpected.
Michigan's artifacts, in case you were curious, include a Petoskey stone, a piece of copper from the Upper Peninsula, and a commemorative coin showing people working on an automotive assembly line. You wonder, when you think about all the stuff in there, from Michigan, from the other 49 states, from DC, from the territories, what will people in the year 2276 think about us? The Up North Lowdown is produced by Austin Rolater. Our editor is Steve Junker. Music is by Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening.